Hi there. I'm Adam Becker, journalist, astrophysicist, and author of More Everything Forever, AI Overlords, Space Empires, and Silicon Valley's Crusade to Control the Fate of Humanity. I'm excited to share five of the key insights from my new book with the Next Big Idea Club. Insight 1. Tech billionaires have ludicrously implausible power fantasies about the future. Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, Sam Altman, and other tech billionaires have made surprisingly outlandish claims about what a good future for humanity should look like. For example, Elon Musk has spoken repeatedly about the need to set up a colony on Mars. He's been pretty specific about what that should look like. He says that he's going to put 1 million people on Mars by 2050 with a rocket launch a day for years, and that the colony needs to be self-sufficient, surviving even if the supply rockets from Earth stop coming. Musk contends that this is vital for the future of humanity, claiming that our species will go extinct if it doesn't happen soon. He claims we need Mars as a lifeboat for civilization in case anything happens to Earth, like an asteroid strike. Yet this is all pure fantasy. Mars is simply too inhospitable to allow 1 million people to live there anytime remotely soon, if ever. The gravity is too low, the radiation is too high, there's no air, and the Martian dirt is filled with poison. There's no plausible way around these problems, and that's not even all of them. Nor does the idea of Mars as a lifeboat for humanity make any sense, even after an asteroid strike like the one that killed off the dinosaurs millions of years ago. Earth would still be more habitable than Mars. Mammals survived that asteroid strike, but no mammals could survive unprotected on Mars today. And putting all of that aside, if Musk somehow did put a colony on Mars, it would be wholly dependent on his company SpaceX for supplies. That's one of the key features all of the tech oligarchs' fantasies have in common. They all involve billionaires holding total control over the rest of us. Insight 2. AI isn't going to be as good or bad as the tech industry claims. Silicon Valley billionaires and thought leaders have been making wild promises about AI. They claim that AI will soon become super intelligent, far outstripping human intellect, and this will lead to a total revolution in human civilization, if these godlike AIs don't destroy humanity first. Sam Altman, CEO of OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT, says that such superintelligent AI is coming very soon, within the next 4 years. He also claims that once we have it, every product and service will halve in price every 2 years, as AI takes over the economy. Bill Gates has made similar claims, suggesting that AI will free us for a life of leisure as it caters to our every need. Other industry leaders claim that AI will revolutionize science, ushering in an unprecedented era of discovery and near-magical technology. Yet there's virtually no evidence for any of this. It's just specious reasoning amplified by tech industry money and hype. These are narratives based not in science, but science fiction. They fundamentally misunderstand both the nature of intelligence and the way current AI systems operate. Even calling something like ChatGPT AI is misleading, a marketing term that's gotten way out of hand. Insight 3. We're not colonizing space. Tech billionaires like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos have dreamed of colonizing space for decades. But despite their promises, it's not happening. Musk's dreams of Mars are just the start, and they're modest compared to some of the other specious fantasies spun by tech billionaires and the think tanks they fund. Jeff Bezos doesn't want to put 1 million people in space. He wants 1 trillion people living in space, in a fleet of giant cylindrical space stations with interior areas bigger than Manhattan. He claims that this is the best way to ensure future generations thrive. Otherwise, he warns, our species will stagnate here on Earth. Yet such space stations would be staggeringly difficult and phenomenally dangerous to build. And Bezos' concerns about stagnation are based on a mix of faulty reasoning and an attachment to long discredited ideas about sociology and history. Others in the tech industry, and funded by tech billionaires, have advocated for a future beyond our solar system entirely, pushing for humanity to take over the galaxy or the entire universe. Yet this is even more unlikely to work. The distances between stars are simply too great, and there's little reason to leave the solar system anyhow. The impossible promise of an interstellar empire is held out as a shiny fantasy to justify actions that tech billionaires take now. Musk has used the supposed need to colonize Mars as an excuse to ignore details like worker safety at SpaceX. And Bezos has said that the pursuit of such a future is the most important thing he could be doing with his fortune, more important than addressing Earthbound problems here and now. Which brings me to insight number 4, how big tech gets science wrong and distracts from present threats. Tech industry leaders often present themselves as scientific experts on everything from human biology to astrophysics to nuclear fusion. Yet the truth is that they are business leaders, not scientists, and frequently get in far over their heads when discussing scientific concepts. They believe that their wealth makes them general experts on everything, but it just isn't true. Musk has repeatedly gotten the facts about Mars wrong, even when he's been publicly corrected. He's claimed that Mars can be terraformed, made into a more Earth-like planet by using nuclear weapons to melt the Martian ice caps. Musk contends this would beef up the Martian atmosphere enough to allow humans to live there, but this isn't true. There's not nearly enough frozen gas in those ice caps to get the job done. Yet, when scientists pointed this out to him, he just doubled down. He's not alone in this. Altman has never given a good justification for his claims about AI. Bezos' ideas about space come from old plans from the 1970s that were later shown to be unworkable. These aren't just careless mistakes about unimportant details. Getting these scientific facts wrong allows these tech billionaires to maintain their faith in their power fantasies, and it also gives them an excuse to ignore problems here and now. For example, Altman has said that the AI systems he believes are coming soon will be able to solve global warming very quickly and easily, and therefore, he's not concerned about the fact that new AI data centers require huge amounts of power. There's no reason to believe that that's true. Pushing humanity toward the impossible goals of tech oligarchs will lead to destructive consequences for everyone, not just the billionaires and their companies. Insight number 5. The racist origins of the tech industry's core ideology. Underneath the bizarre proclamations of tech billionaires, there is an ideology at work, a faith that technology can solve every problem, even fundamentally social and political problems like strife in the Middle East or increasing political polarization in the United States. This ideology of technological salvation stems from a toxic mix of misunderstood science fiction, fringe religious movements, and racist pseudoscience. The same online subcultures that spawned the ideas about AI that Altman and Musk and the rest have swallowed also have connections with the American far right and a troubling history of promoting scientifically discredited claims about fundamental differences in innate intelligence between different races. This goes hand in hand with their obsession with AI. They believe that AI can become godlike because they believe that intelligence is a single measurable trait corresponding to IQ, and that a sufficiently powerful AI would be able to simply dial up its IQ to an arbitrarily high number. But IQ has always been used for eugenics and institutional racism, and there's little evidence that it measures anything real about people. It's mostly been used to say that some groups of people are inherently better than others. It's no surprise that such stories are attractive to billionaires who want to justify their desire to remain in power over the rest of us forever. Recognizing the hollowness of these ideas is the first step to taking back our power from the billionaires. They want to set the terms on which we imagine the future. But the future isn't theirs for the taking. It's something we all build together. They want us to believe that their promised utopias and nightmares are the only options for us, the only good possible futures, the only dangers that await. But in reality, the future is open. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy the book.